Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. It's been a while.
It's been a very long while.
So.
Oh, it's almost surreal. I'm not going to lie.
It is. It actually is. But I don't know about you, Shirley, but I am rested. Just in time for what? The seasonal blues. Rest just in time to hibernate.
We have hastened the hell out of this hiatus.
Mm-hmm. But we've also lived life.
Oh, we've lived, yo. Yes. Yo, I feel like this is like the first year that I've actually been quite like active since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Like active enough anyways.
Active. Yeah.
But how have you been? Well, I know how you've been, but how have you been?
Well, actually, I've been really good for the most part. So basically, as we all left it, your girl had gotten diagnosed with ADHD and also got on medication.
Mm-hmm.
Life-changing. Are you joking? People can just, like, do things instead of, like, crippling you and just making you feel the absolute worst.
Mm-hmm.
The medication has been life-changing, but also obviously, like, getting the right support.
Oh, yeah. The correct support. It's a necessity. The right support.
Just knowing what's going on. Yeah, no, apart from that, I have lived life. If you follow us on socials, you probably have seen us do some fun shenanigans.
We
have been to the British Podcast Awards again.
Yes.
Hoping next year we'll actually enter instead of just judging.
We actually do need to enter.
So we're going to do that. What else have we been up to? God, we left the country. Yes. We went on our first solo holiday. We left the United Kingdom to go to a different continent together.
Yeah, just the two of us.
Kind of.
Well, yeah,
but
kind
mostly
of. The traveling was just the two of us. The actual holiday in itself was not just the two of us, but the traveling.
It was good, though.
It was so good.
Need to post those pictures.
So good. I know. I'm like, I don't know why I'm gatekeeping them.
They're special. They're just for me.
They're just for me.
If you weren't there, you don't get to see the photos.
You don't have to see. Yes, I had fun. You don't know.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, Montreal, would you go again?
Oh, hell yeah. Girl, what do you mean would I go again? I'm planning again.
Okay. And having said that, if you remember, was it last year that I was going on and on about the 18% minimum tax to tip?
Broski!
How did you find it?
Broski.
This Canada needs to get a grip.
Mad. That country needs to get a grip. That country needs to get a grip, right? Because the bit that annoys me out of this is that there actually is no other option but to tip.
Mm-hmm.
And like, wherever the option to not tip is, must be in incredibly small writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the days I got so fed up, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, do you know what? I was like, this is the right place to do it. This is the right place to test out my not tipping.
Whether you were going to tip 18%.
Do you know? Yeah. I was like, today is the day that I'm going to test out this whole tipping thing. I'm going to really, really take it by, you know, the scruff of its neck and test this out. It's the day that we went to go get coffee randomly somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at that card machine for 5 minutes to the point where she even explained. She was like, you must tick. And I was like, God, I know I must tick.
I must,
but I'm looking for the ticking option that says no.
Yeah. And you're like, babe, you literally just poured water in that. So you did not
Thank
do
you.
Anything for
I'm
18%.
Not even sitting down. You're not even giving me a slice of cake. I'm literally getting a coffee and I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I tipped 5%.
Wow.
That was the smallest amount that I could see.
Wow.
That was the smallest amount I could see.
Well, I found out something really interesting.
What?
When you go to bars and nightclubs and all of that, so the usual screen you'd see is 18%, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
if you go to bars or clubs or whatever, and this is so sneaky and I hate it, right?
Like, uh-huh.
certifiably, I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people change the default option to 36%.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that's so disrespectful.
Yeah, I saw that a few times. I was like, cheeky.
That's really disrespectful to the tourists.
Yeah, because like, are you gonna say no? Because to say no, you have to like press the X and then press the X again, and then it's in French, and you're just like panicking. So you have to ask someone, and then they have to be like, "Do you want a tip?" And you're like, "No,
no,"
and they're like.
No,
I didn't want to tip.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, see, in the UK, I have no issue with saying no, especially if I feel like your service was not even worth you asking me this question, right? Mm-hmm. I have no issue. Mm. But it's like, for some reason, the cultural pressure just gets to you.
They're so polite, but at the same time, man, 36%.
I know! I'm pretty sure with the amount that I tipped in Cocoa Bun, I could have bought an entire 3 cocoa buns.
See, that was at that point where I was like, I'm not doing this again. Because at that point, we'd been to Cocoa Bun, 3, 4, 5 times by that point?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Nah, you're right, actually. There was have to select my own food. I put it on my tray.
Thank you.
I walked it to you.
And all you do is bag it.
Nah. If you gave me the bag, I'd have bagged it myself like I was a little.
I would have rather bagged it myself, to be honest with you.
But anyways.
You know.
Guys, this is a recap episode.
Recap episode, first 10 minutes. 18% tips, you know.
Sorry, we're not over it. Maybe, is this the highlight and the low light of the year? Yeah.
Yes.
But so this episode, we are going to just ease y'all into the Black School Up Poad experience for the next season. Because, of course, guys, we're moving to seasonal.
Seasonal changes. Yes, so we must have the podcast airing as our depression airs.
Exactly. So we will be doing it seasonal. But to kind of end the 2023 season, we're just going to do a little bit of a recap. So, Shirley, 2023
has been
your highlight?
Craziest years of my entire life. Mm-hmm. One of the craziest years of my entire life. I don't even know what's happened this year, if I'm being very, very frank with you. Didn't the Queen die this year? Was it this year?
No. The King got coronated, I think.
The king got coronated this year, but the queen died last year.
She died last year, yeah. It was like last summer, right?
Was it?
Yeah, because I remember it was a nice day out when the... Not like that. It was a really nice day give your last respect.
It was a very, very lovely day. I actually think I remember this.
Clear day out.
I have no idea. But what I'm going to say, though, you know, not to like look past all this or look over it. One of my highlights of this year that we personally got to do, I think it was our trip to Aberdeen, which just happened to coincide with the King's coronation.
Right.
I was just really, really happy that I was doing something for the culture on that day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very, very beautiful...
It was wonderful. You're right. Because mm-hmm. it was the Rise Up Festival.
Yes.
Which is done by We Are Here Scotland. It was in partnership mm-hmm. with Aberdeen Performing Arts Centre. It was really good. Because we got to interview Muslim Alim, who is one of the BBC commissioning editors, which we hope to bring that episode to you guys soon, by the way.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm. But essentially, he's the guy who's in charge of commissioning some of the shows that you want to watch on TV, on the BBC even. And it was just really cool, actually.
It was like,
he's so down to earth.
Exactly, because you know when you meet certain people in your life and you're like, mm-hmm. you are my type of person.
Yeah.
Like, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
He got it.
A good combo because it was mind-bending.
There's, like, still things that he said that day that I still, like, think about to this day. And I, like, kind of, not in a weird, like, I worship you type of way, but, like,
send him that email.
I low-key do. No, but like there's still some things that he said that have stuck with me that I like sometimes, when I find myself in certain places, I like look back and I think, like, do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, that was good
Yeah.
advice.
And also the AI chat was outstanding and you know it.
Yes. Because, okay, right. What did he say that is still with you to this day? Because for me, it was when he was like, if you're at work or just anywhere and you, doesn't matter what your job is, but when you are just walking past and somebody's like, oh, hey, da da da, you're like, oh, hi, sorry, I'm really busy just working on da 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 da.
There you
It
go.
doesn't matter, guys. You don't gotta be working on anything.
As long as you
Or,
say it.
right? Or if you are working on something, doesn't matter how big or small it is, you just keep mentioning it. And eventually, hopefully,
Hopefully.
eventually people are like, oh, did you know so and so is like working on on this,
So
or
and
oh, that
so,
guy's
and then
going,
all of a
oh, that
sudden they
girl's on,
want you on
all
that.
that. All of a sudden they're like, oh, that's a hard worker. I call, you know what, I was gonna say, that's a hashtag ADHD hack we need.
That is an ADHD hack right there. Right there.
Right
But
there.
that's pretty much the same that well, it is that one. And then there's another one that he'd mentioned about how I think we were saying something and I was like thinking I was talking about my conspiracies, obviously.
Yes,
But
lots of
he said
conspiracies.
something along the lines of like just don't dim your light. Like
Be
don't
crazy.
yeah, be crazy. And I was like, do you know how many people don't say that enough?
Right?
I love
That was
that.
when the floodgates opened.
It really was, to be fair with you. It actually was, because like every day at work, people are looking. Oh yeah, and your girl got a job this year. Yeah, your girl has been holding down a job for the longest time
She
since
has.
2018. So,
And
ha
she has been
ha.
suffering for it
Oh, I have. Oh, I
in a
have.
good
Oh,
way.
I have. Oh, I have. In a good way, and in all the other ways that needs to be suffered. But that is what a job is. But no, like I think that probably was the highlight of my year. And it just felt amazing again, not to, poop on the king's coronation. It was must have been beautiful.
I literally did. I forgot about the king's
Yeah, me too.
coronation because you're so right. That day was so good.
The only reason I remember about the king's coronation is when I was looking for Snapchats of that day, there's a video of me singing,
No.
not singing,
No.
but mouthing the, no. No, that sounds like the theme tune to the Champions League, actually. That's not that wasn't the song. Anyway,
Well, we
it
might
was
have
one of
to
the
put these
songs.
on the Instas because I think I've got some snaps from that day and that car ride. In fact, when the
Yes.
coronation was happening, I've got those on the way to. It was so good.
It was so good. I'm just glad that on the day that the king was being coronated, we were doing something for the culture.
Exactly. I'm
What
so happy to.
is your highlight?
My highlight for the year. Wait, are we talking podcasts or just in general?
In general, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I guess I was just getting medicated. Sorry. But in terms of episodes,
I feel you, girl. I feel you.
no.
I
It's
feel
like
you,
I'm the
girl.
biggest weight off of my shoulders. I can't really lie. Are you joking? Oh, actually, no, I'm lying, guys. I'm lying. It was getting laser eye surgery. Of getting LASIK.
You felt your eyeballs getting
Lasered. I could
lasered.
smell my eyeballs.
Did it smell like grilled chicken?
No.
Oh.
I smelled like beefy, but also a
Beefy.
little bit beefy, a little bit metallic.
Oh, you got beefy eyeballs, Susie.
Apparently. Not everybody can have beef. Anyway.
Not everybody can have these beefy eyes.
So the episode I really enjoyed making this year, I know we haven't released a lot of them, but it has to be wig inflation, celebrity blind items, and cake in the office.
Cake in the office.
That was a good episode. Okay,
Tis the
so I think it's
season.
episode 60.
Yeah.
And we were chatting about
Tis the
Cosy Live
season.
Van for wigs.
Tis.
Cosy Lives. Because I don't know about you, but
Oh, well, since we're actually...
Do you think wig inflation has gone up or down?
Of course it's gone up. Imagine, I went to Bossman's the other day to get one of these nice, nice synthetics, and he was telling me I'm looking at the prices of 60 and 70. I went, no.
Sir, this is why we go to Amazon.
Sir.
I think the prices of wigs, it's gone up and down, right? Because thank God for Amazon, because I am not paying those prices.
Yeah, thank Jesus.
I am not playing. No way. Absolutely no way. I got a synthetic wig from, like, Bossman, as you say, for, like, £60, and it was a bob.
Yeah.
I can get a nice little 20-something inches for £70. Are you from Amazon?
Well, I don't know where
Amazon wins.
I don't know where all the £70 20-inch wigs are gone, by the way.
I don't know either.
I feel like this year I bought the last one because I ain't seen one ever since.
Well, on Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're just going to have to put your shipping to the most. We'll get it next year, but it'll be worth it.
It'll be worth it when I get it.
Yeah, so it was wig inflation, celebrity blind items, which we absolutely love. And by the way, I love blind items. There is a list from the early 2000s that I found on Reddit.
Oh, girl.
That has some insane blind items. And the whole list obviously reeks of, like, misogynism.
Obviously.
You know, ageism, sexism. Oh, dear. Every single ism. Ew. But also, my God, was some of it right. It's insane how much of those blind items are now things that we know to be fact.
That's crazy. I need you to name, like, one or two. Come on.
Oh, some of them are pretty awful. Like, yeah. Like, we're talking, like, the Weinsteins and, like, all of this. It's like, so people knew.
Yeah. This is when you come to realize that Hollywood is actually a secret society and it's not.
That, yeah. And even the Britney blind items were insane. Like, I'm talking, there was a blind item I read, right? And it was like, you know, apparently, allegedly, Britney, allegedly. When Britney and Justin were dating, obviously we know what we know now, and yeah.
Madness.
Yeah. So, madness. Apparently, Britney and Justin were dating, and Britney went to Justin's, like, obviously public birthday party, and he didn't even speak to her once.
Okay, now I've got a question for you, right?
Have you read the book?
No, I haven't. I absolutely have not, but I do have a question for you as a human being. Say you're Britney in this situation, what do you do?
Like, how old am I? Yeah, how old am I?
I think for me, honestly,
the answer changes by age.
Let's say you are in your 20s.
Like, is it like early? Is it like early as they were dating 20s. Or like Britney now?
Oh, no. Like, y'all are dating. You're in your early 20s. And
what
you
would
go
I have
to,
done?
Yeah, you're famous. He's famous. It's your birth. It's his birthday. You're there. This exact same scenario. You're in your mid 20s. You're in your 20s. Young or old. It's up to you. What do you do?
Knowing what I know now about him.
Nah, you didn't know at the time, but, like, this is, like, generally...
Oh, I know what I'm doing. I certainly know what I'm doing.
What are you doing? Tell me.
I am going to be the ever-gracious girlfriend, and I'm going to give him this amazing cocktail, okay? Okay? Listen to this, guys.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
And it's going to be peaches. It's going to be, like, peach juice and just all kinds of, like, prunes. But I'm going to, like... Yeah, it's going to be all, like, vodka'd up, and I'm... whatever, okay okay guys, okay, it can also be a mocktail, just chill out for a second, just we're not chill. Doing that.
I thought you were going in a direction when you
we
say peaches.
Will just be giving him a lot of fiber.
Really?
You're not gonna talk to me? Well, let's see what this prune juice does.
Okay
you did say you were having a hard time going the other day, right?
I got you, babe.
Hey, I got you.
I totally have you. You've got it now. I do have to say that is
a nice night.
Very, 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 very strategic.
Yeah,
response to that.
A little bit inconveniencing.
Just, yeah, just very mildly, nothing
How
crazy.
about, oh, you remember when I told you to wear white?
Oh my
You look
God.
good in white, babe.
You haven't clad in an all white suit. In fact, you know what? Mess around. Make those linen trousers. Make them linen trousers.
Do a two-step, I dare you.
That's actually so good because I know so many people have been making those TikTok videos of him, like, and he's dancing, and all you hear is
DC
squeaking.
beat your feet.
Oh
Anyways, we can talk about this in the AV club.
my God, that's so freaking good, man. That's so good. That's actually a much better answer than I had, so I'm gonna leave it
Was
there.
your
I think that's
answer?
there. What was my
What's your
answer?
answer? Yeah.
Oh, my answer would have been just to pu publicly humiliate him in a way that does not get me involved, but I would have publicly humiliated him.
Yeah, you gotta like put up the dance choreography videos, like him trying to
You
do.
know.
Or ooh, anyway, this is for the AV club, but like his black scent. Yeah.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah.
To actually think once upon a time I found this man very attractive
Right?
gives me the
I mean,
heebie-jeebies.
mirrors still slaps, but
Nah, that song will always
I'm
slap. It's one of
love-stoned.
them and one of them there. Oh! She can
Slow and burn on a chain, no.
oh, oi, what's
Machine,
that one
no.
there? That was like hey girl with the stain girl. De
Drop, is it riding in the drop down and the not dang thing, girl?
No, not
No?
that one. It's like
You know what?
it's
This is starting to sound like a fan club.
it just sad. No, wait, what about
No, I can't remember any Justin Timberlake songs. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea. I see this one that I was even thinking about. It's even like left me already. Like I have no idea. No, but like there was a really, really good one back in the day, like in the early 2000s. It's like that one. I just wanna, baby.
Name, bump,
Yes!
bump, bump, bump,
Bum,
bump,
bum,
bump,
bum,
bump,
bum.
bump.
Anyway,
Rock
he's
your
still
body.
trash.
Throw that. Throw him in the trash.
Throw him in the
Binned.
bin.
Binned. Now, just because I may be leaning into the bin doesn't mean anything other than I want to check that he is definitely still in the
I
trash.
want to make sure that there's trash covering him.
No. Okay. Right. Okay. Brittany, I'm very sorry. This is all in jest. It's for entertainment. It's.
It's in the game.
I'm sorry.
I am really sorry. It's quite,
I'm
it's not,
sorry.
it's not, it's not great.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
No. Anyways. Woo! Aren't you glad we're back, guys?
Did you miss us?
Yeah, and then I think the last bit of that episode was us talking about like cake in the office, because I think like the food regulator or something like that had released some kind of statement, or somebody had
It was somebody,
complained.
wasn't it not somebody that had said that you need to be mindful of people and their diets?
Yeah, so don't bring in tasty snacks into the office because some of us have no self-control at
Are your
Christmas.
thoughts and feelings about like colleagues taking food without asking?
It depends. Did I leave it out? See, I work in an office, so if I leave something out, I'm like 100% happy with someone taking it.
Yeah. I
But if
mean, I
it's like a
suppose,
fridge
yeah.
situation, like if I catch you, if I catch you, Ricky? No. If
We
I
actually. I just realized what you just said there as well.
No, but like if it's in the fridge,
It's
then
out of
why
bounds.
are your hands
Thank
on
you.
my food? But
Funnily
if it's
enough,
like dry food and it's like I just put it out, then fine, fair enough.
I don't know if we touched on this in this episode, but you and I actually worked for a place that had an average food fees.
I never took food there.
Why would you take food from there?
Yeah, because my shifts are literally 4 hours and I lived for like the 10-minute break every 2 hours.
I mean, like, to be honest with you, I did do like this stupid 9-hour shifts, right? And on one specific day, my food got stolen. When I tell you I kicked up that day, I literally asked everybody, like, what time did you go for lunch? What time did you go for lunch? Did you see anything in the staff room whilst you were on your lunch? I done a
What was
whole
in your meal?
investigation. I never found anything that day. It was literally rice and chicken, Susie.
I think it had to have been somebody like somebody smelled that coming in and said,
I'm having some of that.
That's for me.
Rice and chicken. Like, I wouldn't mind about the milk that would go missing all the time. That I didn't mm-hmm. really care about. But see, when someone actually goes out your way to take mm-hmm. your home-cooked meal, mm-hmm. succulent home-cooked meal.
Best video ever. Get your hands
off my food. Anyways.
That's not what he said.
That is absolutely not what he said, but I had to. I had to spin it. Uh-huh. Like, I remember that day, I honestly lost myself. I lost myself. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going crazy. But I never got to the bottom of it. He didn't even return my Tupperware. I left a note being like, I understand you stole my lunch. I never caught you, but could you at least return my Tupperware? Never nope. returned my Tupperware.
Never. No. By the way, the best Tupperware ever is from Vapiano. Thank you. That's my TED Talk.
They give you Tupperware to take away with?
Yeah, if you say, can I get this takeaway, please?
Yeah, yeah sure. They give you, in the, okay, sure. I'm going to Vapiano best this weekend. Tupperware. But best Tupperware. Let's go to Vapiano. Tupperware.
Oh my God, let's do it.
Let's go Vapiano.
I'm free this weekend.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I'm off on Friday. Let's do it.
Oh, I'm working Friday. We've got that thing.
Oh, I'll meet you after. Oh.
Yeah. So I have to be like go. Saturday or something.
Oh, that's fine. I'm game.
I've not been to Vapiano since that one time I went with you.
We went together?
Well, as a like a threesome, technically.
With who?
Your man.
Did we?
Yeah.
I've been to Vapiano too many times. I don't remember.
Evidently you have. Wow. Noted.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. You could be right. You could be right.
Yeah. It was a wee while ago now, though.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. We've strayed far have from we? The point. Yeah. I was talking about
cake in the office.
Cake. Yeah. Because somebody complained because they've got no self-control.
Like, who does okay. that?
How about you just look the other way?
The cake isn't calling you.
And if it is,
Margaret, look the other way.
Talk to the hand.
Look at the other. How about Margaret? Right?
Yeah. Just this one time.
Just this one time. Don't look at it,
John. How about we just mind our business? Cool.
Exactly. Folks.
So that was my top episode. What about you? I can't even remember anymore.
Well, this is the really, really heartbreaking thing, right? Because my favorite episode, we actually never got to finish the trilogy.
Oh God, was it the Enverlonen
series when we were retelling, right? And I know like they're retells, but there's just something about retells.
Mm.
Because guys, Enverlonen was just beautiful, and I know it happened last year, and it's past. And whatnot. And also, was that this year's or last year's? Oh my God!
It was last year. The whole year has passed.
The entire year has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't. Oh! I'm getting my years mixed up.
Age.
Oh, it is age. Oh, that's Megan. Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. Mm-hmm. I'm not that far from 30.
Wow. Okay. I'm about to, like, 31. Next year. That's right, guys. We started this podcast when we were in our 20s.
And now look at us. Yeah, no. So although we went to Inverlonen last year, we've done the re-catch-up episodes this year. I think that the last episodes were released, funnily enough. But I just love, you know, retelling a story is almost like literally going back and doing it all again. And I don't have to reiterate how freaking great Scotland's Greatest Escapes was.
Mm-hmm.
And all the good friends that we made. I would
love to do that again.
I would want, listen, I've been trying to get us to go back to Abolfi since. I just want to go to Abolfi. I'm not asking
you love
for
it
much.
There.
I love it there. I just want to make my own fire.
Oh my God, you're right. It's been so long since I last made my own fire.
Do you know what I mean? And chop some wood.
Oh, I need it again.
I know.
Okay, so I think that brings us to our final little segment of this little recap episode.
A segmentino.
I guess let's talk about our reflections really quickly, guys. It's important to reflect.
It's also important to wear a reflective jacket in the winter when you're cycling.
True. This is not the time to dress like a ninja. Okay, so, okay, right. In a nutshell, how has this year been for you? In a nutshell.
In a nutshell,
mm-hmm.
one of the best emotional roller coasters of my entire life.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the best way I can describe it. What about you?
Enlightening.
Enlightening?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I've been learning so much this year.
I mean, it's great now that you can actually take in the information.
Well, you... does it stay?
That's another question.
Cool. So what are your New Year's resolutions for the year then, Shirley? What are your top three priorities? What are you doing this year? Next year, even.
Next year. What's top three priorities. Got for you? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to quick fire them. No, I'm joking.
Right, let's,
too
go,
much thinking
let's go.
Time.
Let's go. Yes.
I want to travel more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get out of my comfort zone a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I just want to meet new great people.
Love it.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. What about you?
I want to spend more time with the people I care about.
Oh.
I want to travel more, like you.
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to do things that make me scared or apprehensive. I want to do more of that. I want to step outside my comfort zone.
Oh, look at that. So we're aligning on two of our little things.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, honestly, for me, it's just like, I want to do the things I used to do unashamedly when I was a kid.
I
want to remove that filter that's just built up.
Yeah. You can still do it.
Because I was funny back then. I was freaking fun.
Nah, bro. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know if it's your ADHD medication or the other thing, right? But you are so out of pocket recently. Broski. Guys, I need to actually give you a quick insight on how out of pocket Susie has been this year. Some of the things this girl has said, I've honestly choked on whatever it is I've been consuming at that time when she said it. Like, you know, sometimes we're like, I think I just kind of got used to, I'm kind of get used to you being you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, you do say funny stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's just some of the time, your comedic timing has honestly just been on point.
I'm telling you, I was freaking funny before. I was so funny.
Boy, you're so funny, man. You're so funny.
Thank you. It's just, you know, like having to be an adult. It's not for me. Ah.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh.
I've actually even forgotten. I meant to mention everybody because, like, why would we even have this episode of Black Scott Pod without at least following up on something that really had us good last year?
What had us good last year?
And this year, Shirley.
What?
Good Lord.
Who's good Lord?
NASA.
Oh!
The US government promised to reveal everything about UFOs. Did they do it? Kind of, but not really.
Kind of, but not
they
really.
They released their whole paper on...
Was this not the piece of information
declassified element? And we were like, what's the point?
What's the point when we already have this? No, but like wasn't there also a document that was like then released, but like half the document was like blanked out because confidentiality.
Pretty much. So we're like, so you could have said something, but you didn't.
Pretty much.
So that brings us looking forward to the future, lads. AI.
We've
had ChatGPT. Are we about to get like artificial general intelligence? Are we? I hope we are.
Danny, because I'm sitting here, everybody at work honestly thinks I'm going crazy.
Me too. You know what? I don't even talk about this because I know I'm just going to go on like a massive rant.
But we know that deep down inside we're right.
I think I'm definitely right with my theory. But I will share my theory in 2023 once I've thought about whether I'm about to become one of those people. I'm going to do like an iceberg video on YouTube. It's just my conspiracy.
It's like one of those like handheld camera ones. Guys, if you're seeing this video right now, it's all gone down. And then you're just seeing...
I'm dead and I'm right.
You just see Susie frantically packing up paperwork. And all of a sudden, her built-in home office has turned in
has yeah, turned pretty into much, a pretty much. Serious. You just hear like a knock on the door, like maybe a hold away. I'm telling you that it's been a liberation to know that it's ADHD, but it's also been a little bit of a curse because, guys, if I put my attention now,
oh yeah. Oh yeah, put enough attention onto that, then it's not. It's not. It's,
my God, I've got theories. I'm thinking maybe I should just make it into a screenplay that Roland Emmerich can direct. He's the dude who did Day After Tomorrow and other disaster films.
Yeah,
I need him to have a go at what's
in
my mind.
You need him to have a go at this. To be honest with you, I think this season of Black Scott Pod should become about you and your theories. So we can step away from my theories just for a hot minute.
Next season. No.
We can take it seasonally. I think everybody wants to hear your theories, to be honest with you.
Listen. All I'm saying is... No.
You can't start it like that.
All I'm saying is it's remarkable the amount of technological...
Advances
we've made as a society. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of years.
Crazy stuff.
Are we headed for an interesting period ahead? Revelation?
Crazy stuff.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith just get a goddamn divorce?
How did we not touch on that, by the way?
Because it's too much. We'll have to pick this up in 2023.
100% we're picking this up in 2023 because I want
only AI can let us know. In fact, I'm about to open ChatGPT and ask what's going on with
Will
and Jada.
We even found out who deaded her mans. Not Will, the other one.
Wow. Oh yeah, Tupac. With 2023, we found out who shot Tupac.
Imagine.
Ah, come on. How did we not lead with that? There we go. Also, we have a new first minister.
Oh yeah, we do, don't we? Oh yeah. Oh whoa, yeah.
So much.
Oh
this year.
Yeah.
So much. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to another unhinged episode of Black Scott Pod. We've totally forgot the whole episode plan for today, but you know, we had a really good time catching up with you all.
We've touched some pits. Some pits.
yeah. Stay tuned for the episode of the AV Club,
mm-hmm.
where we will discuss the shows we've enjoyed, the things we're looking forward to, and what 2024 holds for us.
It's going to bring.
Really excited. So you should expect that in about 2 weeks' time, because we're on a two-week schedule.
I like two-week schedules.
So stay tuned. Share the pod with your friends. We have been seeing that the numbers are still there. So
and we appreciate you,
so much.
You guys for staying strong with us. Though yeah. This hiatus has been hiatusing, and
exactly.
We promise to make the content coming up this year so much.
And well, we promise to talk about yeah. Doctor Who because...
Oh, girl!
Yeah, we'll talk about Doctor Who in the next episode.
Girl!
Okay, guys. See/hear you all again.
See you later! Bye!